Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Spark Radio Show, filled with strategies, possibilities, actions, resources, and knowledge that may be the spark of a better solution to ignite a positive change in your life. The number to call if you have questions for Melanie or any of our guests is area code 347-215-8390. Now, here's your host, Ms. Melanie.
Well, hello and welcome to Spark Radio on this December 19th of 2007. And I am your host, Ms. Melanie. And as always, I thank you for joining us on whatever time it is when you are listening. Not stopping that wonderful fire sound, isn't that interesting? So who knows what the switchboard is going to do tonight, because of course that is still playing. So wonder what's happening in the world of technology. Hope the technology critters are working well where you are. Here in Iowa in the Midwest, it is winter and cold, and interestingly, we got to drive through clouds of fog today, which in some areas were so dense that it canceled school. So, not only snow, but also fog in the winter. Tonight's show is about holiday traditions and blessings and some sparks to think about around that topic. So if you would like to talk about a holiday tradition that you celebrate in the month of December and maybe into January, as well as anything that you count as a blessing during this holiday season, please call 347-215-8390. Okay, so I think I'm back in. It still says waiting for host to call in, but it says we're reconnecting you because you're calling into a live show. Well, hello again. And I still have buttons to learn about, it appears, on my wonderful system that I have here. So thank you for your patience. Unfortunately, I'm unable to edit out that, 45, 50 seconds of me dialing in again. So blessings. Blessings include being able to spend time with you on Blog Talk Radio, even learning about how to do it better. And every week we learn something new. And as human beings, that is a blessing that we can learn. So we have some TNTs, the next time. So we were talking about holiday traditions and things that you consider blessings during this season. And as I usually share an Alex story or two with you, Alex is our six-year-old, and we recently took him to see Santa Claus. He still believes in Santa Claus, which is a blessing in itself. And he didn't want to go because he said, "You're just going to make me tell him what I want for Christmas, Mom." And I said, "Well, you know, if you decide that you don't want to, you don't have to, but I would like to see Santa and say hello." And they also had a train display in the building, so that was a plus when we got there. And Santa invited him to come and talk, which he did. And Santa asked him what he would like for Christmas this year. And he said, "Well, I would like trains." Still his passion. And Santa said, "Anything else?" And he said, "I would like a blue Mustang convertible for my mom." And the people who were there handing out the gift bags and taking the pictures went, "Oh, that's so sweet." And I thought the same thing. Later, when I was talking to Alex about that, he said, "Oh, Mom," he said, "Santa said he's sorry, but he doesn't have any of those. Maybe I should have asked him for a toy car for you. He probably would have had that." Excuse me, I'm winter in Iowa. And like everyone right now, I'm battling with the cold, so since obviously I have issues with mute buttons, I will just apologize for clearing my throat and see if I can figure out a mute button at some point in time. So that's my endearing story of a child's perspective. And so not only did he ask for something for himself, he also asked for something for me, which I thought was very sweet. And when we're wishing on stars, he will include a wish for Mommy's Mustang, blue Mustang convertible and Daddy's red truck. So that's also very thoughtful, and he has a very kind spirit and a very kind heart, very caring young man, and we are very blessed that he is part of our family, and we count that as a blessing every day, and we talk about that every night. Thinking about blessings and gratitude, that's something that we can teach our children and maybe teach ourselves about the power of being grateful, that we often focus on what's missing and what we don't have, and we forget to be grateful for all the wonderful things that we do have and all of the excuse me, the blessings of life that we are able to share. And so I'll just talk. There we go. Now I have a microphone again. I think hopefully you didn't hear that major cough. I'll find out when I listen to the recording. But back to the topic of gratitude. We were talking about how important it is to feel gratitude and appreciation. Do we wake up in the morning grateful that we're still breathing and that we have an opportunity to experience another day, to make a difference, to watch children grow, to build relationships, to build businesses? Are we grateful? Are we in appreciation from the start of the day? And at the end of the day with Alex, we have a conversation about our adventures of the day and what were our greatest, our best adventures, what were some of them. And sometimes she'll say, Mommy, you go first. And so sometimes it's as simple as just snuggling and reading a book together. Sometimes one of my best adventures was driving safely if it was a snowy day. But we always talk about what our best adventures were, what we're grateful for, and being thankful for our blessings and what blessings we want to be thankful for each night. So we can instill that idea that looking for gratitude and appreciation and focusing on that, that is one of the blessings of this time of year, that people tend to look more at being grateful. Some people are frustrated. I have a friend who missed the opportunity to get the Wii she was looking for her children for Christmas. And as a group of us were traveling yesterday and singing at different some nursing homes and different branches of the credit union where I work part-time, she expressed the frustration of having waited, and she was hoping that she would just luckily be in the right place at the right time and there'd be a Wii there that she could get for her children for Christmas. And there were, four or five of us passengers in her vehicle when she expressed this, and we all kind of chuckled that, well, yeah, the odds are probably against that. Well, interestingly enough, today, one of the people in the vehicle mentioned to her that her mother had accidentally bought a Wii, and she was going to return it. And so she wanted to know if this person still wanted it, and she was elated. And she said, well, call Mom and make sure she doesn't return it. And so she, there you are. You put it out there, and so she has a Wii for her children for Christmas. And the Wii being the next level of gaming that allows you to actually physically interact, playing tennis or bowling, and gets people up off the couch, which is much healthier. Much healthier to actually go play tennis or bowl, but short of that, to be interactive with it keeps people healthier. So again, if you would like to talk about your holiday traditions, blessings that you are grateful for, you appreciate this holiday season, please give a call at 347-215-8390. I'd love to talk with you and share your blessings. Now, the other thing realistically at this time of year is that people are out either at holiday dinners or holiday shopping for Hanukkah or Kwanzaa or Christmas. And so, you know, not sure that we're going to have many live listeners tonight. So when you're listening, if you take a moment to just think about what your blessings are, and maybe your health is among your blessings, and it may not be perfect. Do you celebrate and appreciate all the wonderful things your body does for you? Or are you complaining about the things that aren't working right and the things that are changing? It's always a choice of half full, half empty, as we discuss often. And when we take that step and decide to focus on what we have and what we appreciate, and when we're in that state, that vibration of appreciation, we tend to find even more to appreciate and more to be grateful for. So I'm grateful to all of you who are listening to this from the archives, because I know many of you do. And as you're listening, if you want to just send me a quick email and let me know what your holiday tradition that you celebrate or appreciate about your family. I know some people still go out and get live Christmas trees as a family. They go out to a tree farm and pick it out and cut it down together, and that's one of their holiday traditions where they make memories. I do miss that smell of pine trees, although I don't miss vacuuming up all the needles, but I do enjoy that wonderful aroma of fresh-cut pine. Some people have certain foods that they make at the holidays, and they only make them at the holidays, or they make an especially larger number at the holidays. In my adventures in the kitchen, Alex was very excited. He really wanted chocolate chip cookies, which are the favorite of both my husband and my son. And so this weekend we made a double batch of chocolate chip cookies, figuring we would share them with some neighbors and friends, and all we had was butter. Well, I think it's the first time I've ever baked with all butter, and well, cookies just spread out and get very thin when you only use butter. So lesson learned in that department. Alex and Carrie thinks they're delicious cookies, and he's looking forward to sharing them. Holiday snack mix, Chex Mix, seasoned crackers, whatever it is that you make at the holidays, do you share some with neighbors or friends or family at your family gatherings? Maybe there's a traditional dinner that you always have. I know when my husband and I were dating, and his father's side of the family would, the adults would gather on the evening, would be Christmas Eve, and they had oyster stew. That was their tradition. And well, I never could quite get those oysters to go down quite right. So, So anyway, that's tradition for that side of the family, and it was an experience for me. And I must say, it's one that I treasure the memories of the people. My father-in-law is no longer with us. My father is also gone. And so looking at some of those memories, even if they are maybe a little less than pleasant, like oyster stew, they're still memories of wonderful people with whom we shared the holidays. Or maybe there's something, the first Christmas gift that I got from my mother-in-law was a knitted afghan that I still have, and that was, oh my goodness, 33 years ago, almost. And my son now has one that is the same color pattern, a little smaller, that she made more recently. But sometimes the actual physical gifts last a long time, and we can treasure them. Sometimes it's not the gift that lasts, but it's the thought behind it. Whether the painted heart on the glass candle doesn't quite look like a heart. Alex said, "Mommy, I'll make the best heart I can," as he was making, decorating some candles for his church school teachers tonight. And so I put some hearts on, and some connected to his, and some didn't. And it's the thought of being remembered or being appreciated. And not only this time of year, but all year round. This time of year, people tend to be more generous and in a more giving spirit. And you may know the song, Let There Be Peace on Earth, and Let It Begin With Me, the Cat Stevens version, with Morning Has Broken. It's also another beautiful thought and about, you know, we want a world of peace, and yet when we look at our own lives and our own emotional roller coasters during the day, how often are we choosing peace in our life? And peace really does start with us and our own relationship to the world. And are we choosing peace? Wayne Dyer says that when you have a choice to be right or to be kind, choose to be kind. And it's interesting what happens when you make that choice and how often we argue to be right at the expense of kindness and at the expense of relationships. And we pay a high price. And we need to think, well, you know, is it really important that I'm right? My husband and I will sometimes get in disagreements over things that are really meaningless. And we'll stop and say, and so we're arguing about this? Well, why? Because it's about being right. It isn't about that what we're discussing is that important. And so then we all get caught in those traps sometimes. And so really deciding to choose peace and to choose kindness and to choose love and to choose gratitude, all of those are very high vibration emotions and put us in a much more positive connection to God, the universe, the higher power, whatever you believe. But being in those states of gratitude and love and kindness keep us much more connected to our source and to our soul and to the possibilities and potentials that are out there in the world. And what do we focus on this holiday season? Is it about peace? Is it about faith? Is it about joy and giving? Or is it about what am I going to get for Christmas? What am I going to get for Hanukkah? What gifts might I get for Kwanzaa? What are we focused on? And children, of course, it's very exciting to have presents under the tree. Are we also teaching them how important it is to give during this time of year, to donate gifts, games for children who don't have games, or canned food to local food banks, or money into the Red Kettle for the Salvation Army, or whatever giving project? There are online organizations where you can order items made in third world countries to support someone else. And purchasing this jewelry might support a family for a month. So there's Feed the Children here in the United States, where we have hungry children, and they are committed to helping those children have food this holiday season. So are you giving time and energy and or gifts to others? The tradition of sending cards. The people in my life who know me know I have the best of intentions when it comes to sending those, and I'll start doing letters with pictures, and I'll get behind. And so it's been several years since people have gotten a family holiday greeting from us. And so this year, there was a picture taken of us at a Halloween event, and so I'm going to make copies, and every Christmas card that comes in, I'll put a picture in and a short note. And I'm putting some pictures up on a web page for people who can check out the internet and web access, and others will get, of course, the physical picture. Because sometimes we get so caught up in it has to be perfect and it has to be this big deal. And really, just a quick card and a quick note saying, I just want to let you know I'm thinking about you this holiday season. Thanks for your friendship. Or something similar, just to let people know. Maybe it's a quick phone call or it's an email to let people know that they're still important in your life. Especially at the hectic pace that many of us live right now, we miss so many opportunities. We have friends whose children are growing up and we've never met the children, which is a sad statement. And I have friends in that situation. One has two children I've never met. And hopefully I'll meet them before they get married. That's our ongoing discussion. And hopefully we'll be able to actually see each other. And until then, we know that we're there to support each other. We're resources for each other. And those connections are important as well. And so thinking about what kind of things you can do or give to someone that might be unique this year. Maybe you could give them a teleclass if you go to or link them. If you go to brainbonanza.com, there's a link to free teleclasses and telemessages. There are also some paid courses there. But to share that link with people. Or Gimundo, which is all good news, GIMUNDO.com. or simpletruths.com, where you can get a short video on a DVD and a book with very important messages, very inexpensive. What's out there? What do you know about? What resources do you use that you could share with someone that they would appreciate? Too often we think, oh, everybody knows about that, so we don't share. And that's sad because you may have the answer that someone's really looking for right now. And just letting people know, making it available, or offering to help. Maybe it's deciding that you see somebody who is struggling, they're carrying packages. Maybe it's, could I help you? Could I open a door? Would you like to go ahead of me in line? Interestingly, I was shopping with my sister, and she had gotten Guitar Hero 3, which is a big item in the States right now. I don't know about, I have listeners from around the world, so I'm not sure in your countries what the big Christmas items are, but the day after Thanksgiving, long line to get that Guitar Hero 3, and so my sister got one. I grabbed one because I know about Guitar Hero. My nephew has that, and my son really liked it, so I thought, well, she had gone off to get something else. I was in line, went in line with her, so I just got one. And I'm reading about it as I'm shopping for other games and things, and I'm realizing, it's a PlayStation 2. We don't have a PlayStation 2. And so I thought, well, We finished our shopping in that store, and two of my sisters were shopping with us, and one of them went back to get something, a game that I had forgotten. One went to get something she'd forgotten, so I was in line with our big cart full, and there was a gentleman who was standing behind us. They were talking about, maybe if she's not looking, we can get in front of her. They didn't have very much. And I said, actually, please do, because I'm waiting for my sister. So we're team shopping. And he said, oh, we were just kidding. I said, no, that's okay, because it was just a gentleman and his son who was probably in his early to mid-teens, and they didn't have very many things. And then they said, oh, well, maybe if we distract her, we can get that Guitar Hero 3. And I said, well, to be honest, I said, I had gotten it before I'd read all the qualifications and the things that you need, and I really am not going to buy it because we don't have a PlayStation 2, so if you would like it. And their eyes got very large, and tears came to this man's eyes, and he said, oh, you have just made Christmas for my kids, because this is one of the things that they really, really wanted. And this one has two guitars, I think, and he had two kids, and he said, are you sure? And I said, absolutely. So, just something little, like, letting people go ahead of you. And with the Guitar Hero 3, I was just going to leave it at the checkout register. But since this person was there and we were sharing a conversation, that allowed him to say that he really needed one, and I was able to meet that need. And sometimes we get so focused on ourselves and we don't connect with other people around us, even just in small talk about things. And so that was a very rewarding moment on a very hectic day of shopping for nieces and nephews and family. And that's a blessing in itself, to be able to get gifts for the people that we care about. And we also sponsor a child in Guatemala through Children International, and oh my goodness, I think we've had Marta for 7 years now. And I'm also not very good at writing, which she knows, and she still writes letters to me and sends me pictures and thanks me for the gifts that the family receives and that she receives, and she's so appreciative. And it's a small sacrifice for us, and yet it makes such a big difference. So we have about 5 minutes left, so if you've joined us late and want to talk about holiday traditions or blessings, please call 347-215-8390, and I'm happy to talk with you about that. Are you there? Well, there we are. Microphone came back. That was a major cost. I apologize. I figure there's going to come one Wednesday night where I really don't have much of a voice at all. It'll be a very short show. I may redirect you to an archived broadcast. But I do thank you for your patience through the challenges. yes. And invite you to take a moment or two and just enjoy the beauty of the season. We had another ice storm recently and still are finishing up the cleanup from the ice and getting another round of snow this weekend on Saturday. We'll be at my mother-in-law's to celebrate Christmas with her. My husband's an only child and Alex is an only grandson. So spending the weekend with her means a great deal. And we do play games and cards and dominoes and Catopoly. Monopoly about cats. Who would have thought? That's one of the things Alex enjoys playing and learning about money at age six. So really enjoys dominoes and other games. So, you know, do you have some games in your family that you play that have become somewhat traditions? I recall the year we got Monopoly when I was a child. I have six younger sisters, and I think we had a two-day Monopoly marathon that went on for those of us who were playing that particular game of Monopoly. But we always got gifts from Santa that were to the family and to the Kramer girls, because they were games everybody could play. Sometimes it was to three older girls because it was for older kids, or the four younger girls. And so gifts for the family, you know, you can give the family a gift. Something that you can all use and appreciate. And maybe, you know, I know I've read some interesting traditions about people who make a gift for each person in the family. And there's a limit to what they can spend for what they make, but that's part of the tradition. Others, their family Christmas gifts are secondhand gifts. It helps the planet, and it recycles. Everybody gets one new gift, and then the rest of them are from either garage sales or secondhand stores. So that's a way that they help the planet, as well as enjoying the holidays in a different way. So while we all have different traditions and different ways of celebrating this time of year, the question is, are you so busy and stressed out that you're missing it? Or are you enjoying those moments? And sometimes it means taking a time out from the hectic, fast pace, taking a deep breath, and just saying, thank you. Thank you for the opportunity to shop. Thank you for the opportunity to bake, to cook, to share a concert with children, whatever it is. When you find yourself complaining, just remember you have the option to turn it around and look at, in there, what's the seed of something you can be grateful for, because it's always there. We have less than a minute remaining now, and I thank you to all of my listeners and invite you to share this link about Blog Talk Radio with people that you think would benefit from sparks to ignite your life for a better way to address any challenges, empower you, or inspire you to create the life you desire. It's a pleasure to spend time with you each week, and I look forward to our schedule coming up in January, where we'll be having some guests back with us again, and hopefully my voice will be in better shape come January. Next week will be the 26th of December, which is the day after Christmas. And for those who celebrate Christmas, I'm sure we'll have some interesting stories. We'll be talking about getting ready for the new year and thinking about what direction you want your life to go in the year 2008, and how can you have more joy and passion and love in your life in 2008. What are some great resources and tools and strategies, possibilities, actions, and knowledge that could help you? What are some sparks to get your 2008 off to a great start to be the best year yet? Until then, till next we connect, please enjoy whatever holiday you celebrate this season, and thanks for your blessings. May you choose to create great days as you continue to make positive differences in the lives you touch. Stay safe and count your blessings.
Thank you for listening to Spark Radio with Miss Melanie. Please share this show link with those you believe would enjoy and benefit from listening. We invite you to join us for upcoming shows with special guests and more sparks. May a spark you heard ignite a positive change in your life. Good day.